For the first time in the debates last night, the word abortion was mentioned. Let's hear an exchange between Senators Barack Obama and John McCain on late-term abortions.
With respect to partial birth abortion, I am completely supportive of a ban on late-term abortions, partial birth or otherwise, as long as there's an exception for the mother's health and life. And this did not contain that exception.
Just again, the example of the eloquence of Senator Obama. He's health of the mother. You know, that's been stretched by the pro-abortion movement in America to mean almost anything. That's the extreme pro-abortion position, quote, health.
Okay, Emily Bazelon with Slate.com is here now. She watched the debate on CNN where they have that instant reaction ticker at the bottom of the screen from a panel of voters. It's divided between men and women. Hi, Emily. And let's first talk about that CNN ticker. What does it tell you in general, or if anything, about where the public's reaction, where they stand on the candidates when they make these statements?
I think it's mesmerizing. Everybody I know who's watching the debate on CNN ends up with their eyes kind of glued to it. It can be very distracting. You know, it doesn't tell us very much. There are about 30 people maybe who are watching. And at this point, the idea that you're someone who would want to come into the CNN studios and turn a dial, but you don't know who you're voting for, it's sort of hard to imagine exactly who those people are. If you're really undecided at this point, why would you be someone who is excited about spending the evening at CNN?
Well, I guess it beats spending the evening, I don't know, in a less exciting place. But what do the two lines tell you when you watch them, the men and the women, when they diverge?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In the first debate, it wasn't the lines weren't about men and women. They were about Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And they were pretty predictable. When the Democratic candidates spoke, the Democrats were more positive, and when the Republican candidate spoke, the Republicans were positive, and then there was this independent line, which sort of felt like the only one worth watching, but then you wondered if there were, like, three people in it. And then in the second debate, CNN quite cleverly, I think, switched over to a divide between men and women, and it suddenly seemed much more riveting to watch these different reactions. In general, it seems like the women favor Obama's positions or when he's speaking, they're more positive, and men tend to be more positive about John McCain.
Okay, so what happened during that abortion back and forth?
My memory of the CNN ticker at that moment was that women went way up for Obama and went down for John McCain, and that men stayed much more kind of on an even par for that. And, you know, my problem with the ticker and the gender divide is that I'm just not sure what it's really telling us. We really have no context for these divisions, and so it just seems to kind of be quite reductionist in confirming our preconceptions about how men and women might divide.
Let's talk just a brief bit about the supporting actor at last night's debate. And I'm not talking about Bob Schieffer, the moderator. I'm talking about Joe the plumber. What did you make of that he came up so frequently in this debate?
Couldn't believe about Joe the plumber was that he was McCain's creation. He was like McCain's best friend for that debate. He was going to be the way that McCain personalized the debate, made it clear that he cares about real people. But according to the Washington Post, he got Joe the plumber wrong. If the Washington Post is right about that, it seems like campaign malpractice to me to have McCain relying so heavily on this one individual and then have it turn out that he's wrong about it.
Although interviews today, Joe the Plumber is quite the media star today, he's still backing John McCain.
Right. Well, he does seem like it's his moment in the sunlight.
Emily Bazelon at Slate.com, and she writes also for the Double X Factor there. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Thanks for having me.